And good evening, everybody. Stormy Mitchell along with Terry Merrill and Johnny Hundley. We are at Stroud's Barbecue. It's Thursday afternoon. That means it's Coach's Corner here on AM 950. Bud Tug is on the board. And I'm sorry, let me pull back. I can read it. And it says, oh, they raised the prices. Okay, that's fine. And thanks for the note. I can't read and talk same time as we just found
out. I can't either, Stormy. That's why I have to
But that's all right. But hey, man, you can feed a family of four here at Stroud's for the low, 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 low price, $16.99. You get that half a gallon sweet tea or lemonade, that pint of either the barbecue chicken or the pork. You can get a side, two sides. Tonight, I'm coming home with a side, believe it or not, of the baked beans and slaw and a pound of the barbecue pork. Can't beat it. Terry, I can eat on that for 4 or 5 days. Keeps a poor man out of the poorhouse.
Stormy, you better keep it for 4 or 5 days because Saturday we got 2 inches of rain coming, going to hit 20 degrees. And Sunday, 15 degrees Sunday night with the NFL. Final Four. What a better way to have your Stroud's fixed.
Yeah, I can't wait. Just think, I'm the one to get to stand out and greet people outside at the church Sunday morning at 8:30.
It's your choice.
And I'll be out there with my four layers of socks on, my gloves, and they call me a sissy all they want. I'll be just fine. But you know what? We're going to enjoy the rain Saturday. We're going to enjoy the cold Sunday, and it just doesn't matter.
Well, Sunday's going to be okay. The real cold weather's actually a Saturday night moving forward into Sunday. So, well, actually, Sunday will be cold, but it won't be rain on Sunday.
I did because you know, when did you get your meteorological degree?
I never did get it. I'm just one of those Monday morning quarterbacks when it comes to the weather.
Yeah, but it's Thursday, so that's why we don't know.
That's why you can't believe a word I say.
Now, I tell you what, we're having fun tonight at Thrall's Coach's Corner. Terry, our special guest for our listeners, want you to know we got Coach Mariska Harris of the Lady Raptors of Ravenwood. He's also going to have three players with us. We're going to have one senior, Taya Lee, one junior, Jasmine Harmon, and one sophomore, Lexi Erickson. So she's bringing three of her starters. Team's off to a 5-4 start. The Lady Raptors, as you know, since we've been broadcasting basketball, which has been, it's about 8 years now, maybe nine, the first time the girls have gone to the state tournament since we've been broadcasting was last year's. The Lady Raptors, Mariska Harris and her assistant coach, Seth Poston, got the Lady Raptors to Murfreesboro, and they lost in the first round to a tough eventual winner, which would be Riverdale. But hey, what a great year it was for the Lady Raptors.
It was, Stormy. She did a great job, and she's had her work cut out for her this season. Injuries have nagged the Lady Raptors. And you say, well, why is she only bringing one senior? Well, she only has one senior on the roster, and that's Talia Lee. And one junior, and Jasmine Harmon, as you mentioned.
The rest of sophomores and freshmen.
Exactly.
Playing a lot of youngsters out there. It's a youth movement. Jayla Lee, the sister of Taya, has, I'll just say, injury protocol with the leg, and she's out for the year. And she had really come into her own in the last quarter of the last year's season, became a prolific scorer, always was a great defender, and excellent ball handling skills. But Coach Harris, she's doing what she has to do to make the Raptors viable, and they had a big win of the night over Independence.
Yeah.
We'll enjoy having them around the 5:30 time slot right here on AM 950. Until then, Terry, I know you've got some great things to talk about.
Stormy, I'm going to pick your brain right here as we kick it off here.
That won't take
on a
long.
Rainy overcast, man, the weather is raw out here, but we got the Final Four in the NFL Sunday afternoon, NFC-AFC Championship games. Lead it off at 2 o'clock. You've got the Saints hosting the Rams down in the Super Bowl in the Bayou on Fox. The Saints are a 3-point favorite, and I'll tell you what, that ought to be a dandy because the Rams rolled last week, as you know, as they beat the Cowboys handily, and the Saints as well.
If anybody thought the Cowboys had a chance, they need to get their local lackadaisical.
They're not quite there yet, I would think. So what do you think on the Rams and the Saints? That should be a dandy of a football game.
You know, I haven't given that a lot of thought. I'm pulling for the Saints only because of Drew Brees.
Right, right.
What a class act he is. I think the Rams, they've got Gurley, they got Goff, they've got the Arnold kid that plays in the defense line. I think they're going to be around a while. This seems to be one of the last hurrahs because of the age of Drew Brees. He's, 40 years old?
Could be, yeah. Right at it, yeah.
39, 40. But what a tremendous gentleman, first of all, he is. And even, he's a great athlete and great quarterback. He's even a better quality human being.
He is, Stormy. He's had an MVP season this year, too, no question.
So I'm going to, because the Saints kind of got, what's the word we can use?
Well, they got
they lost that tough one to Minnesota last year on that overtime pass, and it was one of those plays. You went look back and you go, wait, what just happened?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pulling for the Saints.
Oh yeah,
I remember that
was Heartbreak Hotel. I think the at least on this side of the Mississippi River, the sentiment is toward the Saints and Drew Brees. I would agree. Now, storming that second game following the first game with the Rams and the Saints, you've got New England at Kansas City. Weather may be a factor out in Kansas City. Andy Reid's team with the Mahomes kid at quarterback playing very well. They're a 3-point favorite. And that, again, both these games should be just outstanding. And having said that, if New England plays the way they did last week to just blow away Phillip Rivers and the Chargers 41-28.
I did not see that.
Oh, nobody did.
I mean, it was 35-7 at halftime. I went and washed my car. Good grief. What?
But I think it'll be a different story. Kansas City's going to be pumped at home, and that's going to be a great game, too.
Kansas City won their first playoff home game since 96 last week.
Wow. Didn't realize that. Bring back Lenny Dawson.
Lenny, I don't think you can. But Andy Reid had kind of accumulated the moniker of choking in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But he's got a different set of wheels with the Mahomes kid.
A good running game too.
Really good. I just like how they play. And frankly, I'm gonna make some people mad in New England, but if they're listening, I apologize in advance. I am sick up to here ad nauseum of Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. I hope they get throttled and I hope they lose by 40.
I would say you're not alone in that sentiment, Stormy. There are many that we would agree with that statement.
But Brady, he's just, but then again, as the devil's advocate in this situation,
I think a lot of people had marked him off for last week, honestly.
He threw the ball last week like a 25-year-old.
He did.
I don't know what he does. I give the old man, I call him old man because he's 41. Give him a lot of credit.
And Stormy, the Vols roll on. The Tennessee Vols 15-1 now after rolling over the Hogs, Tuesday night, I guess.
Oh.
And they've got the Tide coming into town Saturday. They're now number 3 in the country, and they should move up because Duke lost earlier.
Syracuse, the orange man.
Yeah. What's his name, Boeheim? He's been
coaching
as long as I have, but be that as it may. Join me on the local high school scene. That's what we enjoy doing here. And if you're coming in, come and see us. If you're not, if you're going to drive by the drive-through window and get you something to go if it's too wet.
Well, we've already had some folks come in and eat and enjoy some great barbecue. John and Charlotte Hillis were in here earlier. They're former Memphians. They got grandkids up here, so they did the right thing. They left the big Memphis, and they moved up here. But John and Charlotte enjoyed some Stroud's barbecue. We got to talk some Memphis trash talk there a little bit and had some good time. They were residents of Germantown, so they didn't experience all of the true Memphis.
They didn't go to Messick, did they?
No, they were on the good side of the track. I was on the wrong side of the track. We want to shout out to them. We enjoyed their company here tonight. And I always enjoyed having Johnny Hundley with us. He's here. He's already enjoyed some Stroud's. He's going to enjoy some more in a little while once he catches his breath, he said.
Yeah, Johnny's been on the road today. He had to go check on some things out west, but he's back and back with us tonight. We missed him last week. No, he was back last week, 2 weeks ago, I guess, whenever he wasn't here. Show me locally. I found this out this afternoon, and we'll talk some basketball. Two Purdue commitments in local high school football. Chase Bishop, many people remember, who transferred from Brentwood to Independence this past fall with about 3 games left in the regular season, has committed to Purdue and Jeff Brohm. And then also tough linebacker C.J. Ware from Nolensville. Boy, yes, he'll knock your head off. And he's also committed to the Purdue Boilermakers. Purdue making a little swing through this part of the country. As we know, T.J. Sheffield from Independence already headed that way.
I'm nodding with affirmative nods. That's a great coup. And, you know, Chase Bishop, his dad was Blaine Bishop, who played for the Tennessee Titans. He was a strong safety for the Titans in the 98-99 Super Bowl run, 2000 through about 2005. Blaine played for Ball State, which is also in Indiana, which is not far. Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
And Purdue is no offense to people that graduate from Ball State. David Letterman did also, so we know two alumni, Blaine Bishop and David Letterman. Well, that pretty well sums it up. But Purdue is a great engineering school.
Yep.
And Jeff Brohm, the former quarterback at Louisville, what a job he's done turning that program around.
Right,
they throttled Ohio State. Well, they won a game by, 30-plus points?
It was a blowout, yeah.
So I think that'll be a great scenario for them, a good match. I like how Brohm throws the ball around. And with T.J. Sheffield, Chase Chase Bishop. Oh, my.
Yeah, and I believe they got their quarterback coming back, too. So
I'm not sure.
But Brohm, he'll get it out. He'll get it done. There's no doubt up there. Jordan, let's take a look at the AP high school basketball rankings from this past week, if you want to.
Sure, please do.
Let's look at Class 3A, Division I. A team you're familiar with, Memphis East, in their typical perennial number one position. Bartlett is second. And only two Middle Tennessee State teams, Middle Tennessee teams in the top 10. Mount Juliet, number three, our good friend Troy Allen. He just keeps rolling along out there, and what a team he's got now. Stormy's 17-1 on the year.
He's got the Golden Bears playing smart basketball.
He does. And then, of course, a good friend of his, Darren Johns, our good friend at Franklin High School, is ranked number eight this week and coming off a big win at Brentwood on Tuesday night.
What a battle. What a battle that was here on AM 950.
It was. It was indeed. And wouldn't you like to see, one of them would have to lose in their region final, but wouldn't you like to see a rematch of that sub-state game we saw last year with Mount Juliet and Franklin, just from a fan's perspective, though? But you remember that game?
Yes.
It was amazing. And two great coaches, two teams going at it.
Didn't like the outcome.
No, that's true. And
because our Rebels took it on the chin.
I wonder if you asked Darren Johns if he'd like to play him again to get revenge, or just maybe both of them win their region. They don't have to deal with each other until they got to
state. I think that's what he would prefer, because, I got to tell you, those sub-state games are about as, I don't know, what's more pressure there, or the district game, the get in the semis?
Well, to get into the semis, both the same, because if you lose, there's no tomorrow, right? Either way, I guess. But that sub-state game had all the drama and just the crowd and everything.
No, you've got to win. It was a maroon out by it. Yep. I remember it well.
It sure was. Class 2A, boys, we've got East Nashville, number one in the state. And ironically, their girls are also number one in the state. When's the last time we saw that? I don't know.
About 3 years ago, when Blackman girls.
Great point.
And that same coach on Barry Worth.
I can always count on your memory to bring me up to speed.
I don't know where that came from.
It came from somewhere. Tell me, there's a little team out west in Williamson County that's making a whole lot of noise on the boys' side. They're
Fairview.
14-2, 15-2, Fairview's Yellow Jackets.
The fear of the sting, as they say.
And they're tied for number eight this week in the AP poll. How about that? At 17-2, by the way, is their record. And doing a great job. I think they've got Camden tomorrow night. And Division One, Eagleville is number one. Columbia Academy is number four. I'm just doing mid-state teams here. Summertown, number five. Fayetteville, six. And Wayne County, 10. On the girls' side, Division One, Class 3A. If I told you there were three teams from Middle Tennessee, I bet you could pick two of them.
Riverdale?
Yes, number one. Well, maybe that was a trick question.
Riverdale, Blackman. Yeah.
That's good.
Riverdale, Blackman, and...
I'll give you a hint. We just talked about Troy Allen for the Bulls.
Mount Juliet.
Very good.
Man, how many times did we make a trek over to Mount Juliet on that Saturday night for the sub-state game?
Yeah.
Franklin, Brentwood, all those years. We went over there, and they greeted us with great hospitality and then ran us out of the gym.
Yes. It was not a very... was that a rude welcoming committee?
It was a very warm welcoming committee. It was a rude send-off.
The outcome didn't do
it. Oh, my word. They had those two girls, sisters that played for Belmont. Oh, guys, I think they still play.
Sally McCabe.
Sally McCabe.
No, she graduated last year, as a matter of fact.
Man, she was good in the paint.
And she's about eight feet tall, and, man, she got 20 rebounds a game.
She wasn't 8 feet.
She was good.
She looked 8 feet tall to me, because anybody over 5'8" looks tall to me.
So it is Riverdale 1, Blackman 8, Mount Juliet 9. That's your top 10 for girls in Class 3A. Now, in Class 2A, we have one team from Middle Tennessee, and that's East Nashville girls that are ranked at the top.
Well, I think the top...
Excuse me, there's another one. I'm sorry, Storm. Cheatham County, number 8.
Well, in Class AAA, there's one team that they're going to have to reckon with down the line that you haven't mentioned.
Okay.
Lady Page Patriots.
Well, yes. And I'm surprised they're not ranked at this point. I really am.
I'll tell you what. We've watched them play twice, and we've got two of their games next week.
Yeah.
They really don't have a week.
Well, I'll tell you what. Since you mentioned that, Summertown is number 2 in single A, Clark Ranch number 4, and Loretta number 5. And having said that, since you brought it up, let's just talk about our local teams here. And let's talk about the Page Lady Patriots. Big game. They beat Centennial. I mean, who hadn't beat Centennial? 69-13 on Tuesday night. Faith Wilkin keeps rolling along. She had 24 points. Stormy, they have got their Amen Corner just about coming up. You said you're going to be out there. Is it next
Tuesday and Friday?
And they've got who on Tuesday?
Franklin Rebels.
Okay.
After a big win over at Brentwood the other night.
Okay. Here, and they've got Friday night Dixon County, who they're tied with right now for
first
place. That's
why we're doing the game.
Okay. And then on the following Tuesday, they've got Brentwood. So if they can make that run with those three games, they've got a good shot to come out in first place in the district.
Great leadership. Faith Wilkins is, who sat right in that chair, she turned 18. Matter of fact, Naomi, we had her on the show. Faith Wilkins plays with such poise and character and tenacity. It's just fun to watch. And what's even crazier, Ron Brock sat there and he said, you know, her little sister, Lily, who's a ninth grader, he says, is going to be better. And I'm thinking,
yeah.
How?
Yeah. Yeah. She had 12 points, by the way, Tuesday night.
Yes. Yes. And the girl, we watched her play, and Lily comes out there, and she looks like this real sweet, little quiet little girl, and she steps across the line on the court, and that girl just, she can play defense as well as anybody's I've ever seen at that age.
And Stormy, correct me if I'm wrong, you've done their games, what, a couple of times this year so far? Ron Brock still thinks that's a young team. If you take away Wilkin, doesn't he have a couple of freshmen that are starting to
He has a Cochran girl that's not starting, that he said she's the first one off the bench, and he said, frankly, she should be starting.
Yeah, I remember that. So the Page girls, 8-1 in the district, tied with Dixon County. And, of course, speaking of Dixon County, Stormy, tomorrow night, they've got their hands full because they're going to travel to Brentwood, and a lot riding on that game. Miles Thrash really needs that win to stay in the hunt for the top three in the district.
Well, I was surprised, and Johnny can back me up on this. I was surprised at one time it was 22-8 Franklin over Brentwood. Franklin came out and played flawless. Coach John Wild has done a wonderful job with his Lady Rebels. Good to get Jillian King back in the swing. But, I mean, freshman Bergen Alley, who's the game winner. We got to mention, obviously, Sydney Ryan, who was the Gateway Player of the Week, the girls' side. They're just playing together. Darcy Doran is the only senior out there that's starting, and she is so consistent.
And it helps the Lady Rebels to have Jillian King back in the line.
Yes,
right?
And Kate O'Neill has taken it to a new level of playing in the post.
But 56-53, that was your final Tuesday night. And you know, we talked at the first of the year when the season was about to get underway. John Wild had his work cut out for him. That's a young Rebel team. They started three freshmen while King was out of the lineup,
that's
if
right.
you remember.
Yes, sir.
And now he's still starting, too. And the guy can just coach. He knows how to get the best out of him. It helps to have a Sidney Ryan in the lineup, no doubt about it. But Bergen Ali, three-pointer with, what, 1 second left in the
1.
game?
1.2 seconds.
So there you go.
What was nice was, if you go on Twitter, if you follow me at StormyWAKM, you can see the play. Franklin takes the ball in the backcourt with about 12 seconds. Jillian King takes it over the timeline and drives in, takes the defense on her, kicks it back out to Bergen Ali, and she throws it up right there, lets it go with about 2 seconds. And just like the Weaves and Herald said, nothing but net.
Don't you know John Wild sleeps good at night knowing he's got Sydney Ryan and Bergen Ali back for the next 3 years?
Shoot!
Emily Trussell had 18 for Brentwood. She played a good game as well, but they came up 3 points.
And only had, I don't think she had a point at halftime.
Is that right? Yeah.
The Trussell sisters were uncharacteristically quiet other night.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I don't know, the shots weren't falling. We saw Delaney one night with 24. Emily had 18. They hit or miss, but the juniors, when they're on, boy, they're on. When they're off, you know, they're off. So
Stormy, Tuesday night, let's talk about the boys, but the granddaddy of them all still gets my attention. And, man, you had two dandies on Tuesday night. The boys, 53-51. Franklin held on in spite of not scoring a field goal, I believe, in the last, what, 4, 5, 6 minutes? Something
right.
like that?
Yeah.
But Darren Jones' team got it done. And, again, Reese Glover only with 6 points. But somehow they found
a
way.
Well, Reese Glover is, again, the Gateway Player of the Week. He and both Franklin team, his teammate on the female side, Sidney Rhymes on the ladies' side, Reese Glover on the guys. There were times, and I said it early in the ball game. I said, Garth, he's got three men on him. And he said later in the broadcast, he goes, he's got three men on him. I said that earlier if you were paying attention.
Well, nothing new about that though, right?
But he's 5'9", and he's got Jack Thurman, who's 6'6". He's got Preston Moore at 5'9". And how do you handle three people guard you? Y'all just tell them you're with us. All right. We're going to take care of Coach Mariska Harrison, her husband, and two beautiful children. They're going to enjoy some Stroud's barbecue tonight.
I know you were talking about Glover being triple triple teamed. Is that
but
right?
He was triple teamed the other night. Hit one shot, falling out of bounds. Actually, he was being pushed. here's what he was doing. Drawing the triple team, that means two other people are open.
Yes.
And he made some tremendous passes.
And Darren Jones will tell you, if you're going to do that, somebody's going to pay the price because they've got a good support system around Glover and kids that can get it done. And that's what's happened the last three games, really, right?
Well, teams are double and tripling on him. And
he can pass.
And I'm trying to think which game it was that we had about a week ago over there. Glover had, at halftime, had six assists and only 6 points. That wasn't the Brentwood game. I'm trying to remember who it was.
Was it Indy?
It was Dahl.
Let's see. They had Ken Ridge on Thursday.
Summit. It was a Summit game.
Summit, yeah.
And Summit was double teaming him.
Uh-huh.
But he had a beautiful. He ended up with at least 12 assists that night.
Yeah.
And they all converted. And he can spread it out.
Absolutely. He can dish the ball off. And
So that's as good as scoring.
Yeah. Well, Hainsworth had 13, as you know. Reed Kemp, 12. And Glover, 6, as we talked about. And for Brentwood, it was Jack Thurman with 15 points and 7 rebounds. But Brentwood's got to get back to business. They've got Dixon County tomorrow night. And then as far as Franklin goes, they're hosting Ravenwood. And so those will not be gimmies for either one of those two teams
and
tomorrow.
Those both the Ravenwood at Franklin will be the WAKM game of the week. I've turned that up. Make it warmer here.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. Tomorrow night, Ravenwood at Franklin. Big game on the girls' side, too. Both of them 5-4 in the district. We'll talk to Coach Harris about that one in a minute, Storm. But
we're going to get to pick her brain about
Yes, we that. Are. The winner of that game, though, moves up into the top echelon of the district as things, you know, hit fever pitch in the last half of the season. They're beginning their second round in their schedule with district games. So,
and that'll help. You know, the first time through, you just kind of like Forrest Gump said, life's like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get. So you really don't know until you play and then see how they're going to react.
That's exactly right.
It'll be good. Let's do this. Tell you what, let's do this. Can we take a break?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go ahead and take a quick 2-minute break. We'll get Coach Mariska Harris from the Ravenwood Raptors on here shortly, and we'll take 2 minutes here. Sports on AM 950. And we are back. It's Coach's Corner. We're at Stroud's Barbecue. Oh, he wants to eat it. That's good. Terry, why don't you introduce our special guest?
We have Mariska Harris, a girls basketball coach at Ravenwood, a good friend, and she's got her two children with her tonight and her husband. And when she started at Ravenwood, she reminded me, one of them was like an infant, and the other one hadn't even come along yet. Mariska, how you doing? And it's good to see you.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us. We're excited to be here. Always, obviously, the barbecue is great, but the conversations are even better.
No, she comes from the barbecue.
She has a reason. I remember.
We know better.
I just thought of this when we were talking about kids. When Carrie brought her her son in when he was born, Max, he laid on that table in a little bassinet while she did the show. He's about that long, and now look at him now. It's unbelievable how fast they grow.
Yeah, you know, I've known, obviously, Carrie since we were in fourth and fifth grade, so it's fun to, I guess, now coach against each other and see our kids kind of grow up and know each other and kind of be in the basketball world together as players, teammates against each other, and now going against each other as coaches.
How different is that? I mean, you've known her, seriously, I mean, fourth grade, what, 10 years old?
Yeah.
How has that friendship evolved, I think, that's best, or grown? I think the better choice.
Well, I think, you know, as in middle school, you're trying to figure yourself out and trying to be learn, you know.
Some of us are still trying to.
Right. You know, play together. And high school, we got pretty close as teammates and, you know, we're able to win a state championship together. So that was really special. And then to play against each other in college. So we were still close, but didn't see each other as much. That's pretty much when we played each other. And then now just to be in the coaching world together, and we text each other or call each other all the time. So, you know, it's been kind of nice just to get to know each other on more of a personal level besides the teammates. And close friends, and you know, also talk about just being a mom, working full time, and you know how that is, and just balancing life there.
That is so neat. How has she surprised you lately? And anything about in coaching or anything? What's
Carrie,
the one thing that you've learned about it? You went, oh, I didn't know that.
To be honest, not a lot. A lot of how she coaches is how she played,
right.
And I guess a lot of how I coach is how I played. And we were both very kind of similar players. We're pretty passionate. You mean kind of get a little vocal at times.
a little intense.
Stomp our heels, like everybody likes to say. So honestly, nothing really has surprised me about her coaching style, because a lot of that fits her personality and fits mainly how she is as a competitor, how she's always been.
So, the last question about Carrie, who's a better coach, Carrie or Josh?
That is, I don't know if I want to answer that one. I don't want to start.
We're going to feed you tonight. You got
right.
I'm just kidding. That was
we don't want
both of them. You know, when Josh was on the girl side, so yeah, I'm not getting into that one.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that. Mariska Harris visits with us, Ravenwood's girls basketball coach. Mariska, let's talk about your game Tuesday night. You had a big win over Independence, 53-39. Jazz Harmon had a good night, 24 points. Overall, how do you think your team played on Tuesday?
Started out extremely sloppy at the beginning of the game, and then it kind of carried over into the second quarter, and we started picking it up a little bit. Much, much better job the second half than we did the first. You know, right now, as you can kind of see, we're getting slowly girls back healthy, where the last month we've had a lot of injuries. You know, just looking back at our last Franklin game, watching film on that, we had someone injured in that game.
Right.
So it's just trying to get everybody back healthy, get the chemistry going. And so it was definitely sloppy at times, but the second half was a lot more smooth. We did a much better job on both ends of the floor.
How much easier, or is it easier the second time through after playing somebody? Preparation and prep.
As far as like the girls kind of understanding the personnel, I think it's easier, but I also think from a scouting standpoint, it makes it a little harder, because now you've played both teams once. Teams are going to throw different things at you from watching film on how you played them and how they played you. So I think from a scheme standpoint of X and O's, it's harder, but from a personnel standpoint, the girls know the other team better on that standpoint.
Okay, last year did a first for us. Since we've been broadcasting, Terry, went to the state mm-hmm. tournament. Give me one word to describe last year's team, and then I want one word to describe this year's team so far.
That's a hard one. I think last year, unforgettable. I think season.
I love that. Very
just because, you know, we knew the level of talent that we had with last year's team and the capabilities, and but it was also kind of gelling that all together. And then, you know, we all know how the district tournament went, and it didn't look very good going in playing the Cane Ridge number one seed. And you know, really that win kind of sparked us and gave us that energy and confidence, you know, to carry us, you know, to make that run.
That Cane Ridge win may have been the best ball game I've seen girls play ever.
Well, thank you.
I don't recall. I mean, seriously, because I mean, they're 27-0. Joan Trebue is as good a coach there is. She's a great lady. She's been always so sweet to us, and knows her X's and O's and has a lot of talent. Your girls handled every rally, every run, every rebound, just kept coming back. I think the term I used, the Raptors were relentless. That's hard to say, but I got it out.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were down 16-2 at the beginning of the game.
Yep.
And it could have easily gotten much worse, and, you know, we decided to turn it around and to fight. That's what we did, and it was an unbelievable game. It was exciting, and, you know, Lexi, who's here, hit that game winner for us as a freshman. That was clutch. So, you know, I think that's just that whole run was so unforgettable. Just every night somebody else stepped up and did something.
All right, so this year's the word for this year's team.
Oh man, that one's tough. I'm still thinking. You might have to come back to me on that one. This year's team is very different than last year's team for a lot of reasons. Mainly, you know, we lost Kira, one of our leading scorers,
right.
So having to fill those shoes, you know, the thing graduating Chris and Murray, you know, someone that didn't show up a lot on the stat book, but she did so many things for us, just kind of was like the team mom.
Yep.
So kind of filling that void, you know, then Berkeley, who came in for us, was, you know, a knockdown shooter and point guard for us. And then, you know, looking at this year's team, we're all freshmen and sophomores with one junior and one senior. And then we had, you know, Jayla go down with her ACL the second week. So I think the biggest thing with this team, I don't know per se if it's like a word, but I think adversity for this team is something, especially being so young. We've been hit with a lot of adversity being so young.
Overcoming adversity.
Yeah, you know, and that's what I keep telling the girls, like, this season we're not defined by, like, what our record is right now or what we did in November, December. People remember what you did at the end, the run. And, you know, I told the girls, you know, we were kind of in the same position record-wise and standings in district last year that we were this year. So it's all about putting the pieces together at the right time. And that's the whole goal.
You alluded to earlier, and the listeners, if they weren't really paying attention or aware of what happened last year, you mentioned the district. and it was at Franklin,
mm-hmm.
and you were playing Franklin,
right.
and were up on Franklin
right.
by, was it one or two? Up by two.
Yeah, by two, yeah.
Up two, you had the ball mm-hmm. under the Franklin basket.
You just had to bring this up again?
Well, no. The answer is yes, I do, because that was one of the most emotional
yes.
things I've ever witnessed on the basketball court.
Right.
They, long story short, Abby Unger caught a pass, turned around and at the shot it at the buzzer, banked it in, and I've never seen. We were all stunned. My question after reliving the nightmares.
Right.
Thanks.
Okay.
I'm in your dreams tonight. Great nightmares. What did you tell your players? Because they did after that they didn't quit. That
right.
it almost fueled them to made them mad. And better. Whatever you said, coaches need to get a bottle of it and pour it on them.
It took us a game because we definitely came out deflated. And when we played Brentwood that next night, I think we shot horrendous from the field when we played them. And we could tell we were still deflated. But I told them, I said, you know, thankfully that game, that shot didn't end our season.
That's right.
Like, we still have games to play. And if anything, it shows us how good we can be, because in the regular season, we lost to Franklin two times and we were up, you know, and do it again. I told the girls I would still run the same exact play and do the same exact thing. Like, you know, we can't change who we are, and all we can do is, like you said, fuel us as we go. Like, we know our district is tough, and it's prepared us going in and facing, you know, now going in the region tournament facing these teams.
But overcoming adversity, y'all did it in that game. You had a tough Lebanon team to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before Lebanon, you had Cane Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like each game, if quote, Vegas was picking the odds, they'd be going, well, about the Raptors. I'm about the Raptors.
Underdog every game.
Underdog, you know, 8-10 points. You know,
yeah.
what the line is, but she just kept coming back and just made people fall in love with the tenacity and the determination and perseverance of that team.
Right. Yeah. I think that's what made it so, I guess, like the word again, unforgettable, is every game somebody stepped up. You know, Dixon game, we had some girls come off the bench when Ty fell down. Kristen Murray mm-hmm. sprained her ankle.
Yes.
The next girl just came in and stepped up and did a little bit more. And, you know, that's kind of the same kind of motto we've been talking about this year, is when we've been battling these injuries, the next girl's got to be ready to step up. And we've had a play. We've played some girls that have been JV only, and they had to step up and play some serious varsity minutes the last month. So sometimes it's been a little harder to watch and coach, trying to keep my patience and, you know, frustration levels down, that aspect. But it's been great game experience for these girls to kind of be thrown to the fire early and kind of have to step up where they normally wouldn't if there wasn't these injuries.
Losing Jayla Lee, and what a last quarter of the year she had.
Absolutely.
All of a sudden, she was a different player,
mm-hmm.
hitting long shots, handling the ball, creating turnovers.
Right.
I know it's tough losing her, but I tell you who stepped up that I picked up in a couple games, Mary Preston Guard.
Yes.
A totally different girl.
Yeah.
Size-wise, speed-wise, laterally, defensively, offensively. I went, whoa.
Yeah. And that's been kind of fun to see. The last couple games, Mary really steps it up this second round, and we got to, you know, continue to have that, to have her playing confident, both offensively and defensively. She's got a great shot. She can drive to the basket. You know, she can play the guard position for us or that four position for us. And so, you know, she's a kind of a lot like Jayla in that aspect, but, you know, can play a little bit more four than Jayla did. So, yeah, it was definitely hard for us to get hit like that at the beginning of the season. But Mary's done a really good job the last couple weeks, really stepping up for this team. And I just hope that confidence continues to build in her.
Mariska Harris visits us, Ravenwood at Franklin tomorrow night. Mariska, let's talk about the Franklin game tomorrow night. It's a big game. You're both 5-4 in the district. The winner moves up a little bit, and the loser, maybe, who knows what happens. But John Weil, a similar situation to you in terms of youth. He started three freshmen earlier, especially while Jillian King was injured, as we know, and his team is taking a lot of work to progress. So you're both probably more prepared for the second go-around, I would think, than the first, just knowing your personnel a little bit. Is that safe to say? And secondly, what do you expect to see from Franklin tomorrow night with Coach Weil?
He's a phenomenal coach. I mean, I've known him for years. When I played in middle school and high school, he coached against me. So he's very knowledgeable. So you've always got to be well prepared to coach against him and play against him, because he's not afraid to throw different things at you, different looks. And they, you know, they run a million different sets on the offensive end. So, you know, I tell the girls, it's our job to know them better than they know themselves. I know that sounds crazy because they work at it every day, but that's how hard our girls, and you know, they said, you got to treat the scout like you would treat a test in math. You got to come prepared and know the other team and be prepared to play a team, especially like a team like Franklin.
Other nights, first time we saw Jillian King playing forever, and her presence on the court was obvious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was playing with what I saw was what I call last year's tenacity and mm-hmm. poise and leadership, and it was really something. But are you surprised, or how surprised are you with Sydney Ryan and Bergen Alley, the freshmen stepping in at the levels they're stepping in?
Oh, no. I mean, Sydney Ryan kind of reminded me a little bit of Kira, her freshman year, kind of stepping in and having to play a lot of minutes.
Thinking that.
You know, they're different players, right. But they're still kind of the same style. Sydney's a phenomenal shooter, and you can tell that she's really gained confidence in playing and being more comfortable out there as a varsity player, as a freshman.
How do you compare the district this year versus last year in terms of balance, or has anything surprised you so far this year? And then also, I want to get your comment too. Is there any difference in going from the 7 teams to the 9 teams that we have now in the district in terms of your preparation?
Absolutely. Well, the first question is, nothing really has surprised me about our district this year. I knew going in that it was going to be just as competitive, if not more, honestly, than last year. You know, it is. Every game you cannot take for granted. I think Summit's a lot better than this year. Page is a lot better.
Yes.
You know, and the other teams, you know, are kind of where they, you knew what you kind of expected what you got out of the other teams. But we knew those two teams were going to be much better this year going in. And then as far as going from 7 to 9, I personally don't like it as much. I don't like playing. And, you know, we played 6 district games in December.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't give your team a lot of time in November, December. You're still learning each other. You're still growing. And then you're having to throw in, well, you got to play 6 district games that could, you know, put you where your standings are that early. So it makes it tougher. And, you know, I like being able to play other non-district opponents that you could possibly face in state or sub-state or regionals. And so that kind of, you don't get to do that as much. So I miss that aspect, you know, not. 9 makes it tough because you just start so early having to prepare and prep for district.
I'm glad you mentioned that. She just mentioned that because usually we would start broadcasting in January. We would take a month off after doing all the football stuff. I had 3 days off.
Right.
I mean, I went from calling a football game in Memphis, Whitehaven, freezing to death in that pouring down rain that night, to come back here to do a Tuesday night ball game. And it was a district game. And he said, why are you doing it? I said, because it was Franklin and Brentwood. It was already
right.
District.
Yeah.
And he said, but it's only November. I said, Terry, what it says. So that's why we had to do it. I know it's tough on a coach scenario. Tell us what you've seen, Franklin. What are you expecting them to run at you tomorrow night?
You know, John is really big about the pack line, half-court man. I'm not surprised if I see a box one or a triangle and two tomorrow night. He loves to throw that out. You know, and then offensively, they're going to run their sets. They're going to be diligent in it, and they do a really good job of executing. So we've got to be smart and really know their personnel because of it. And do a good job. And I thought when we played them last time, which was, you know, a month and a half ago, early
right.
December, they're a different team than, and so are we. So you can't take a lot of, you got to watch the film, but you also have to know, too, that was a month and a half ago.
Right.
Those different teams, too. So you've got to kind of be mindful of that as going into a game like this tomorrow night.
What about other teams in the area? You talked about you don't have the non-district games that you were accustomed to before. And I agree with your comment. By the way, it just seems like it's awful early to start your district games. Used to, you had maybe a couple before Christmas or whatever. But anyway, having said that, around the area, like in District 12, it looks like Antioch, Hillsborough are pretty good, and maybe out in Sumner County Beach, I think Beach's girls are undefeated in the district. So have you had a chance to really pay attention to what's going on around?
Yeah, you know, we got a chance to play Hillsborough in the Christmas tournament over 10, and we've actually played Mount Juliet twice. We played them early in the season. We always play them one time in non-district, and then we play them. We actually ended up playing them in the Christmas tournament and how the bracket fell and we both won and played each other in the second round. But other than that, I mean, besides just seeing what's on Twitter or you hear on the radio or newspapers, it's hard to keep up as much where when you are able to play more non-district games, you're able to kind of get a 6-0s, play a couple Rutherford County teams, play a couple, you know, those Wilson County, Sumner County teams that you may face. And also one thing, too, when you're playing those non-district opponents, like, you scout, but you don't scout like you do in district. So when you're playing those non-district opponents, you really get into just really focus on yourself as a team, whereas when you're playing these district opponents, you're having to scout and you're having to work on yourself. So it's really nice when you do have more non-district games, you're really getting to kind of focus a little bit more on just you playing as a team, your team playing basketball versus knowing every little thing about the other team you're playing.
Do you approach, you're just now beginning your second rotation, I guess, with the district opponents. Do you approach the second half of the season any different? I know you want to sort of be improving at the right time toward tournament time and all that, but is it different the second go-around versus the first time you played everybody, or is it just business as usual?
It's a little different. I mean, you kind of plan after watching film, looking at things of what you did well against them and what you really need to improve on. But also, too, just like, stick into what your team does best. I think sometimes you can get in trying to do too many things and throw something new at another team that they're not going to expect, but then your team's not good at it either. So, you know, is it worth throwing it? So I think also sticking to what your team is good at, I think, is important.
I like you saying that, because a lot of times we'll ask coaches. We see coaches try to mold their players into the system that they want to run. Well, that just doesn't work.
Right.
I mean, I like the fact that it's to do it. We watched y'all play the other night. Speaking of adversity, I don't think anybody's had more adversity than the folks at Centennial. And they were two foul shots away from going to state tournament 2 years ago. Ashlyn Hard shoulder out operation. Malia Robertson was there, 20 points a game, decided she'd had enough. He's playing four freshmen most of the time, started four other night, and at one time had five on the floor. I didn't even have one of the players' names. I was so young. Y'all played them, kind of cruised on it. How does a game like that help or hurt you in those situations?
I mean, for us, you know, first of all, I'm saying Brad's an awesome guy. He does a great job with those girls. You know, he's kind of, like you said, kind of come into a hard place where, you know, they've battled injuries. They've battled, you know, girls not being on
and
the
they
team.
Lost Petway the other night on ACL, by the way.
So they've been through a lot, you know, and it's hard. But for us, it was good going into that game because it was the first game back that I had two of my girls back. That was their first game back. So to kind of, you know, for us not have to still get to play them 32 minutes, but to be able to kind of get some spot minutes and get them some chemistry and confidence back was good for us, instead of, you know, maybe playing another team and our opponent where they'd have to play a lot more.
Terry, let's do this. We need to take a 1 minute break. I want you to, the ladies are eating first. I don't know if Lexi's finished or Jasmine. I know which one's, you can choose which one you want to pick on first.
Okay.
But we're going to take 1 minute, bud. 1 minute, we're going
to
come back with more of the Raptors. Lady Raptors here from Coach's Corner. 1 minute, bud.
Hey, everybody. This is Stormy Mitchell, the sports team, and sometimes change is necessary. And recently, I made a change in all my insurance needs by switching over to Farm Bureau. My agent and good friend, Scott Murphy, handled all the details. And in the process, I was able to save even more money on my auto and home insurance. Scott Murphy's Farm Bureau agency is located at 1010 Murfreesboro Road, Suite 126 in the Maple Woods Shopping Center. His local number is 615-794-1104. He's highly decorated with Farm Bureau. He's on the Honor Council, President Award winner, and top 10 agency in the state of Tennessee. For your insurance needs, call my good friend and great supporter of high school sports, Scott Murphy, at 615-794-1104, and be sure to tell him Stormy sent you.
And that means we've got Coach's Corner. That means we're at Stroud's Barbecue enjoying some great barbecue. Terry, you and I always have to wait. I get here at 4 o'clock, set everything up, sit here and salivate till about 6:45, drooling myself because I'm not getting anything to eat.
Stormy, that's why I don't turn my head behind me so I can see all the good food. I'm trying to pace myself.
Man, they've been eating well. But we've got a junior and we've got a senior. The senior's Taya Lee. The junior's Jasmine Harmon. Terry, I'll let you ask the first question. And we're gonna save Lex Erickson for last. She's coming by herself.
Because she's only a sophomore.
She's only a sophomore. We're going to think, she's thinking, oh, dear.
So, I mean, you mentioned we have a senior and a junior. We have the only senior and the only junior on this entire roster for the Ravenwood Lady Raptors. Unbelievable. Let's start with the senior first. You know, rank does have privileges, right? Taya Lee, 5'11 center. Taya, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Did you get plenty to eat, by the way, before we get into the show with you?
Of course.
We have to know your choices tonight.
I got a pulled pork sandwich and cheesy fries. guys.
Very good. I'm seeing now I'm starting to salivate again. Thanks. Okay.
Ty, a big win Tuesday night over Independence. Tell us about the game. And you all pulled out about, what, 14 points, I believe, 53-39, I believe, was the final. Tell us about the game and how it progressed and how you felt about the way you all played.
I think everybody really bought into our scout this last game, and we're just really trying to get our momentum back after we had a couple of games where we lost, and we're just trying to get everybody back healthy and ready to play.
Let me ask a question. I'm going to go back to last year because we were talking about the unforgettable run, and it was unforgettable, and it still makes my heart jump. What a joyful time it was for an old guy and for an announcer. Tell us about some of your thoughts back to last year, how you overcame some adversity, that long shot at Franklin. Marissa said, thanks for bringing that up. I'm in the doghouse with her. But how did that help y'all as first of all, as individuals and as teammates?
I think we're really looking for revenge this game because of what happened last year. Since I've been at Ravenwood, I don't think we've won at Franklin. So it was a really big deal when we were so close. And I think it just made everybody hungrier. We were ready to play and ready to go as far as we can. Kind of like our turning point in the year. So it was really got us pumped up.
I thought it was the line of demarcation. I thought after that, because it didn't play great against Brentwood, but after that, I think it was a building block. It's one of those things, oh, gosh, I can't believe that happened. I'm sick in my stomach. I want to go home and cry. Well, you understand. But how did it propel you later on to take it to the next level?
I think it was the hardest loss that we've ever had. Everybody was torn up in the locker room, and we all just kind of got together and decided, like, we set this goal at the beginning of the year. We said we wanted to go to state, and in order to go to state, we have to do this, this, and this. So, yeah, we had that loss. Yeah, it hurt, but we still have, like, we're still playing. It's not like we're done. We got a lot of work to do. We have to build our momentum and be able to, like, just play from the heart.
And you did. What was more satisfying, the win over Cane Ridge or the one over Lebanon?
I got to say Cane Ridge.
Yeah, I did. Me too. Yeah, me too.
That was really our, like, defining moment. We all came together as a team, and at the beginning, we were a little rough, and it kind of took a second, but especially after we got in that locker room, we all just looked at each other, and we're like, I'm not ready to go home. Are you ready to go home? No, nobody's ready to go home, so we need to do this, this, and this, so we can...
I knew the call. You know, I got the ball in bounds with that 1 or 2 seconds left. I think Kira got it. I was dribbling down the sidelines. I was up in the balcony, and I said, they're 27-0, no mo. I think I may have gotten in trouble with the Cane Ridge folks, but I really didn't care. That was great, Terry. My bad.
Yeah, you're the only senior on the team, right, on the roster anyway. What do you feel more responsibility now as far as trying to lead this team and set an example for the younger players maybe than you did in past years?
I think this year I feel a little more than last year. I was only junior last year, and we had a lot of senior leadership, but it was still bringing in that big, like, freshman class. So I had a little taste of it, and I was like, oh, this is not bad. And then I got to this year, and it's just a lot more pressure, which is fine. It's make diamonds under pressure. So we're really, my teammates are doing a really good job just being behind me and Jazz, Lexi, as the captains and leaders on the team.
If you'd have tried to take a leadership position last year with Kara, with Kristen, and with Berkeley, that would have been dangerous, don't you think? With those three leaders?
Yeah. They're very strong leaders, and they all, like, everybody has their, like, their own opinions, but I think we all did a really good job of, like, still listening to each other and, like, understanding what each other was trying to say.
If they're listening, I just got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, we'll pose the same question to Jazz Hartman. Jazz, the only junior on the roster. And Jazz, do you and Taya, I guess, the younger players have to look to you all for leadership. Do you feel that responsibility as well as Taya?
Yes, sir. I do feel that responsibility. But I think that, you know, you can only be real about it. So me and Taya aren't trying to be something that we're not. We're not going to try to do things that we wouldn't do. We're going to continue to work hard. And, I mean, if it doesn't rub off on them, then we're going to work harder to try to make it rub off on them because they're going to be in that position soon. They're going to be upperclassmen. But so far, I mean, they have taken, they've taken after us mostly. It's not going to be an issue, I don't think.
Well, you're setting by example, I guess, is what you're trying to say, maybe, which is what you want to do. Now, Tuesday night, you had a big win over Independence, as we just talked about. You had 24 big points. You had a good game. Do you feel like the team is now finally working beyond the injury situation and things are beginning to come together as you start your second round in district play?
Yes, I do think that we are. I think, you know, we had a team meeting and we just talked about how we need to start taking care of ourselves because we need to take care of ourselves. I think every single person on the team, and I will tell every single girl this, you all have a purpose on this team. There is not one of you that doesn't have a purpose. So if you think that I don't think that you need to take care of yourself, I think you do need to take care of yourself. And since then, we've been doing well at it. So.
Have you taken Lexi Erickson under your wing since she's only a sophomore?
Yes, I actually have. We have gotten so close this year, and she is one of my best friends. And, I mean, it's amazing being able to play with that every single game and practice every single day and see each other in school. It's the best.
We're going to get to her in a second. So I wanted to ask Talia this. Since she's, we usually ask this to all, because usually the players who come are mostly all seniors, but since she's the only one, this won't take too long.
Yeah, we got a minute.
Okay.
We'll go to a break.
We can do that. Talia, you're about to graduate this year. This is your last go-around. What are your plans after graduation? And tell us a little bit about what you're looking forward to.
Well, I'm actually committed to play basketball at Rhodes College, so I'm really excited for that.
Smart, too. Wait, okay, listen, I'll tell Rhodes after the next break. Yeah. About my experience. Go ahead.
So I'm really excited for that. And Kira Downey's actually there. So
yes.
I'm really excited to be back with my teamie. That's like my big sister. And just.
That's fabulous.
Get a good education and play some ball.
Oh, wait a minute. Not a good education.
A great education.
No. Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Unbelievable.
We won't ask how much that's worth, but it's not cheap.
Well, I know it's a lot. I'll just tell you this. I had like a 3.85 GPA in high school, which is okay. Back in the day, played pretty good golf, and the golf coach came to watch me play one day, and he goes, we'd like to have you, and it was called Southwestern then. Or he said, we'd like to have you on our squad. He said, what's your GPA? And I said, I said 3.85, and he says, you're not near smart enough. He walked off. That was my experience.
You didn't have those honors courses, Stormy, that you needed, right?
Honors courses. Look, I did well getting through first grade algebra, whatever it was.
Good time to take a break on.
Yeah, we need a break on that set, though. Let's take quick 2 minutes. Bud hit the top of the hour. 2 quick minutes. We'll be back. We're gonna have more of Ty Lee, Jasmine Harmon, and Miss Lexi Erickson of the Ravenwood Lady Raptors. It's 2 minutes on Coach's Corner.
Housing lender.
Back, we are Trails Barbecue, and you can tell by the laughter and the conversation we are having a great time, as we always do here at Trails Barbecue, where the fun and the food and the fellowship are just number one. Terry, we're at the ladies from the Raptors they've enjoyed some meals tonight. I think they should have a little banana pudding to carb up a little bit tomorrow night. Coach John Wild is going to be throwing that defense at them, you know, for the Lady Rebels, so they're going to need a little extra energy, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so, Stormy. I mean, you're going to be calling that game tomorrow night, so
we'll be on there.
What, 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
Okay.
We'll be high wide and not handsome, but we'll be on there right at 6 o'clock. You guys tip off at 6 at 7:30, and
yep.
We'll have the call. We'll be rip-roaring ready to go.
Yep, should be fun. But right now we've got Lexi Erickson. She's a sophomore point guard for the Lady Raptors, 5'2", at least on the roster I have. Lexi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. Did you have plenty to eat now before you got on the air with us tonight?
Yes, I did.
Okay, tell us what you had.
I had a chicken sandwich and some cheesy fries.
Sounds like a winner to me. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, we didn't hear what Jasmine had to eat.
Oh, I had a pulled pork sandwich and potato salad.
Okay, very good.
You can't
good.
Go wrong. How about Ty?
I had a pulled pork sandwich and cheesy fries.
Well, the next time we're going to have you back, you need, as Garth Bolden would say, you got to have the barbecue nachos.
Oh, I'm going to get those.
See, well, I'm just telling you, it's almost a given fact. The team that eats the barbecue nachos win the next night. Now, don't make them weigh in after this. We'll get dropped. No, I'm kidding. Lord, I apologize for that. I didn't mean to say. All right, let's hear the question from Miss Lexi.
Yeah, let's move along, Stormy. Lexi, tell us about the game with Paige on Tuesday night, and how you all look pretty good. You won it going away.
Indy.
What did I say?
Paige.
No, I didn't mean Paige. Excuse me. Independence. Excuse me.
We definitely started off a little shaky because we've had some injuries, and this was the first game back with everybody healthy, and so we were just, like, forming our chemistry again. But we definitely came out the second half a lot stronger, and that's what won us the game, was how well we played together at the end.
All right, I got a question. Where do you get your intensity from? Mom or dad or?
Both. And my older brothers.
That's right.
Yeah.
How many older brothers do you have? Because we've been calling Erickson names, seem like, for a decade now.
I have 2 older brothers and an older sister and 2 younger brothers also.
So are you the best basketball player in the family?
Oh, definitely.
Are you the youngest sibling?
No, I have 2 younger than me.
But I'm serious. I mean, 5'2", she comes out and look like a little cheerleader out there. And then all of a sudden, she gets this look on her face, and she starts taking 3-pointers from downtown and just nails on Garth Bolin's other ankle, Stormy, you and I'd lose a lot of money to her shooting that. I said, we certainly
you
would.
You don't want to get into that.
No, I ain't got enough money to lose to that young
yeah,
lady.
For sure. Lexi, talk about the game tomorrow night with Franklin. You lost to him by 2 points earlier this year. What do you think you all are going to need to do to get over the hump against them?
I think defensively is very important for us this next game, but also offensively adapting to their defense that they throw at us, which we have practiced and practiced a lot. So I think we'll be ready for that. But definitely defense, stopping their best players. And it's our second go time around, so we know what they're going to do. And I think we're really prepared. I think we'll do good.
Jess, what about the chemistry of the team after all the injuries? Are you finally getting back to where you thought you would be before the year started?
Yes, I think we do a very good job of keeping our chemistry up off the court. So we also do a really good job of translating it onto the court. At the beginning of the year, it was a little, with how young our team is, it was a little hard at first, but it wasn't, I mean, it took like the first half of the Centennial game for everybody to kind of come together again. And last game, it was like the second quarter that, I mean, we came out strong.
Now, as we talked earlier, Talia is the only senior on the team. What are you going to miss most about her not being with you next year as you all kick off a new year?
Oh, get the tissue.
No tears.
Wait,
no tears, please.
Johnny, hand me the nap, please. I'm sorry.
I'm going to miss her energy. She brings so much energy no matter how good she's playing, how good the rest of the team is playing. It's never a thing where, like, this has never happened, but I think if she was playing a game and she missed every single shot she took, she would still encourage every single person on the team, and she would still just bring so much encouragement, and that's not something that you can find, you know? I mean, I have troubles myself, like, just staying positive all the time, you know? That's just so rare, and I will miss that so much, but she's also, like, my big sister off the court. So.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was going to ask, Taya, your shooting has improved so much better. You went above the night, right hand, left hand. I mean, people are going, I don't know which way to favor her. I mean, usually we got one guy who goes right or goes left. You kind of know, okay, you fake right, go back left. Who's worked you on that?
Just about everybody we can find. Coach Harris a lot. My dad a lot. Even my mom, she didn't even play that much basketball. She's still getting the gym with me. My sister and my brother, my travel team, like everybody.
Well, it really has. You really have improved on that. Just want you to know it is duly noted.
And Stormy, of course, you've seen her play more than I have. The one thing I remember at Taya is it's 100% full throttle all the time. Win, lose, draw, you wouldn't know how far behind she was. She goes all out the whole time. Lexi, I'll ask you the same question. What will you miss about Taya next year?
Definitely her energy and encouragement in practice. Like Josh said, she's always there at positivity. She'll lift you up. Also, just as a friend, like Taya, I can go to her for anything. She's my stepmom. That's what I like to call her. And we've definitely gotten very close this year, both having to step up in the leadership role. So I'm definitely going to miss that. And she has been a great mentor for me, especially in the leadership role. And yeah, I really admire that about her.
Okay, I'll ask another tough question. It'll be easy. And I asked this question to Coach Mariska Harris earlier. What's the one word you would describe your team this year? And I want each of you to answer that question. And it can't be the same word.
Taya Lee will answer first. She's
That's
a senior.
Right. Yeah, we'll go in.
I'm going to say resilient. Because regardless of whatever is thrown out at us, it might take us a second, but we're going to bounce back and we're going to figure out a way to win and a way to score. And it might not be a perfect game, but we're going to do our best and do everything we do.
All right. And now Jasmine, the same question. Or Jazz, excuse me.
It's okay. I'm going to say optimistic, kind of for the same reasons that Ty...
Lexi's going to go first to my two answers.
I think that overcoming all this adversity from the very beginning of the season with Jayla tearing her ACL, I mean, nobody on the team feels entitled, and we all, I mean, during halftime of a lot of games, especially like the Page game, we were down by a lot. We were just like, we just pointed out all the things we need to fix, and we were like, okay, we got it. And even though we didn't pull out a win, we still tried to stay optimistic.
It was a much better second half.
Yeah.
And Lexi, I forgot the question. What was
just words to describe the thing. And she said, they've taken my answers already.
Yeah.
And you can't repeat it now.
Do you have time to think of another answer?
I would say energetic, especially if you can hear us before games in the locker room. We're all like jumping up and down, screaming, like listening to music, getting ready for the game, getting in the zone. And in practice, everyone is so energetic and encouraging. And I think that's one of the things that's definitely going to help us in the future with our chemistry.
Well, speaking of energetic, let me ask this question. And this, Mariska's going to shoot me after this question. What were her dance moves like last year after y'all got won the game to get to the state? I thought we saw some videos on that. Now, do y'all want to describe those? I mean, she can't get mad at you. because you asked the question.
Well, it was after one of our games. She said, if we win the next game, she'll dance for us. So we won, and she danced in the locker room. And, you know, it wasn't great, but we, like, hyped her up.
I wish you could have seen her. We're sorry we're on radio, because the look on her face was wonderful.
You can't make this stuff up. Jazz, can you add anything to that?
It was a sight scene for sure.
All right, we're on a roll, Stormy. Lexi, you got anything to add?
I have opened a can of worms. I so
I mean, she cannot dance better than me, but it was better than I expected.
Oh, it's getting wild and crazy, Stormy. We're going to get Coach Mariska Harris to defend herself. She's coming back on in just a minute.
You may never come back after that.
That's right.
So far, I just love it. See, the best part about that question is the girls can't get in trouble. She can't punish them.
That's right.
Now, I can get to stare. No, I can get to stare down. No, and I'm the one that's going to pay the price. It's okay.
But
I appreciate your transparency, your honesty, your brutal, sometimes very brutal honesty.
Yeah, I agree with you, Stormy. We're going to let them run. We're going to get Coach Harris on here. Jazz, thank you for being with us. Lexi, also Terry, lots of luck tomorrow night and the rest of the season. We appreciate you coming, okay?
All right.
There they go. The Lady Raptors, a big game tomorrow night at Franklin.
I think they should get some banana pudding or something. I think what they just did, they all volunteered. They went by to Coach Harris. Anytime you need somebody to babysit, we're going to do it free of charge.
And Stormy, that's why we always give the coach the last shot after the players have already been on to defend herself or whatever. Mariska, three nice young ladies.
I get to defend myself. That's what this is.
Yes.
No.
Notice I said three nice young ladies now. You take it from there.
Yes, they are. All three of them are great. Love each and every one of them. Probably not up to par with their dance moves, but, you know, I think it's pretty good for a 30-year-old, they obviously think a little differently.
Well, we just consider their source. You know,
right.
Yes. They don't know real dancing is.
I got to ask Mariska this. Is it 8 years at Ravenwood already?
No, this is actually my fifth year.
Okay. But my point is, and as you coach longer, you have more relationships with former players, but do you continue to hear from players after they leave and go into college and so forth? Do you all still have a relationship?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's, I think, my favorite part. Just the other night when we played Independence, the ball girl that sat on the bench for us, the water girl, her mom played for me at Independence and was the first senior to graduate for me that I coached. And so she brought her daughter to camp this summer and then now was there at the game, and her daughter was the water girl and that came in the locker room after. And so just kind of special to see, you know, you continue to blossom those relationships and, you know, stay connected. And, that's what makes it fun.
I was trying to do the math and I couldn't. I thought, wait a minute, you're only 30.
Yeah. She played for me when I was at Independence, when I was my first coaching job at 21. And then she was a junior and then graduated the next year. So it was 9 years ago.
Who was the person, the impetus about you coaching? Who inspires you as a coach? Which was one more than the other?
My dad was a big influence. And obviously me in basketball, he started me when I was really young. And he used to be a coach. But also, I think I would say my high school coach, Joey Spann, just a phenomenal person and coach. He pushed me. He was really tough on us. But also loved us. And I think it was that I enjoyed. He was hard, but he was loving. And he's still coaching to this day. I would say my high school coach.
What about today? We're seeing... coaching is different than when I play. Oh, they're having a good time. It's a great background. Coaching is, I think, it's different now. It's more of a teaching, more of an edification. How has your philosophy changed, or has it, in the last 9 years?
It's different team to team. I think one of the things, I've been at the college level with the top 25 program, and I've been under someone that was a very intense coach. And, you know, part of that is me because I'm very competitive, but I've kind of had to learn from my previous teams, even at Ravenwood, to this year's team. I have to coach differently. You have to change how you coach kind of based on your team. And I feel like this year, especially because we are a very young team, I'm having to teach a lot more. and maybe kind of not be as vocal and loud and in your face as I've been able to be with my past teams. So it's been an adjustment because you definitely have to change kind of your style of coaching based on the players and kind of learn how they respond better than others.
I think we've got our cue here, Storm. We're going to let Mariska run.
No, I tell you what,
we've got a hide-and-go-seek game going in here.
No, I tell you what, her kids are having they've enjoyed some good food here at Stroud's.
We're having banana pudding starting to kick in.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much sugar is in that pudding? You don't want to know.
Mariska, real quick before we do let you run, what's going to be important to win the game tomorrow night over Franklin for you and your team?
I think for these three right here to show up to play both offensively and defensively for us, I think, they are kind of the gel, the glue to the team. That's why I think they're, our three captains, they're the most experienced on our team. But not just with how they play, but with how they carry themselves, how they lead this team is going to be really important. Getting the other girls focused and bought in. There's a lot of things that they do besides just putting the ball in the basket and making stops. So, if those three show up, I think it's going to be a pretty close game regardless. But as you can see, they're three special girls and they work really hard and care about this team. So I think them, 1A, being showing up, those three, but I think also, too, us being disciplined on defense, doing a better job of really talking, stressing, rebounding to this team. I think we've been giving up too many offensive rebounds. We got to do a better job rebounding.
What I liked about it, I love the chemistry that they have together. I mean, I remember last year you had Kristen sitting here, Kiara, and Berkeley. They had a chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a different chemistry, but they're definitely a congruent, cohesive unit.
Right. They are, like I said, they're like sisters. They're not afraid to kind of bark at each other at times and get on each other, but they love each other and they've got each other's back. And they're all three very high energy, very, outgoing girls, which makes it fun, because they just bring it and they, they're not afraid to, bring the energy like this in the locker room, but they also know how to have fun too.
Who's been your one surprise player this year? If you've had one that you're going, well, I didn't see that coming. She's really improved.
Ava Levine.
She has played well. She has played.
She played, I don't know if she played varsity minutes last year. If she did, it's very, very little. And she's had to really be the person to step up with Jayla going down early and really throwing this fire early. And I've asked a lot of her. I've been really hard on her. And she steps up to that plate. And she's really improved, especially having to be a sophomore that didn't play a lot of minutes. Where Mary got to play some last year and, Lexi played a lot last year. So I would say Ava for sure.
I thought you might have gone that direction. She's playing a lot of poise. But like I said, Mary Prestigard has really impressed me.
Yes, yes.
Just to the point of going, wait a minute, is that same girl?
Right. She's very talented. Like I said, I think for her trying to learn that I'm pushing her because I see a lot of potential in her. She has got the sky's the limit with her. She's got great touch. She can, like you said, she's athletic and get to the rim. She can shoot it outside. She's athletic enough to play a guard or a post on defense, defend them. So, she's not landlocked into position, which makes her really hard to guard. So that's kind of why, I do push her as hard as I do because the sky's the limit with her potential.
All right, Terry, her word for last year's team was unforgettable. What's, instead of describing them, what's the one word you want to use as a guidepost for this year's team?
I think, like the girl said, we've been hit with a lot of adversity early on this year with this team and then also the youth of this team. But I've been telling them at the end of the season, I don't really know how to put this into a word.
Or just phraseology.
I guess the biggest thing I keep stressing to them is at the end of the season, I want us to look back and say, through all the adversity that we faced, did we end better than we started? Did we overcome all that adversity and those obstacles? Because we know our potential. We know our talent level, regardless of our inexperience. But I don't want those at the end of the year to be reasons why we didn't complete our goals. I want it at the end of the day to say that adversity is what made us stronger to accomplish our goals.
That's the answer I thought you'd give.
Sounds good to me.
But I want our listeners to hear.
Coach, thanks for being with us tonight. We really appreciate it. Enjoyed your players and your family as well. And lots of luck tomorrow night and the rest of the season.
I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you. I'm sure y'all got to enjoy listening to my two little ones run up and
down. You know what?
It
just makes it better.
Brings back memories.
Well, good. Hopefully all good memories.
Yeah, all good memories. Great job. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay. Okay. Coach Mariska Harris and her Ravenwood Raptors travel to Franklin High School tomorrow night. Take on the Lady Rebels, and should be a good one. Show me a big doubleheader for you and Garth Bolden tomorrow night on the air.
We're looking forward to it. We'll kick it off right at 6 p.m. And we used to have a pregame, but with the sleigh ride coming on before us, we don't have time. We kind of, it's easier on us, just to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I love sliding right in from the boom boom room, the sleigh ride right into the ball game.
Absolutely. Storm, we got what, 7 minutes?
We do have just a little bit of time.
Why don't we go through the schedule for tomorrow night, and I'll get your comments on who you think's going to win these games.
All right. And we'll thank Bud Sugg again, the great job he's done tonight. He's been working the board for us, and appreciate Bud standing in the gap for it.
And Stormy, we do want to thank again Lexi Erickson, also Jazz Harmon and Taya Lee of the Lady Raptors. Great group of kids. And, you know, every week we just are amazed at the talent and the intelligence of these young people that come along with the coaches.
And we would be remiss not to mention Chris, her husband, who's been watching the kids.
Especially Chris.
And he's been watching the boys, and they're having fun. The good news is they're all fed. They've been running them down the aisles, having a big time. And by the time they get them home, they'll be ready for bed, and they'll crash. And they might get 10 minutes of peace and quiet before their eyes start to shut.
Absolutely. Stormy,
that's at least I remember how it was.
I try to remember. I think you're right. We haven't mentioned tonight in District 12 AA, the Nolensville Knights. There's a big happening in Lewisburg tomorrow night. Marshall County's girls and boys entertain Nolensville. They're all four undefeated. It's a game for first place, and the boys and the girls. We want to wish Coach Wes Lambert and also Chris Ladd good luck with their Nolensville teams tomorrow night as they travel down to Lewisburg. Should be a great night down there.
That should be a wonderful game to see. I know you're all Marshall County. You're very pro Marshall County, and because that's where you graduated from. But bottom line, well, I think the Knights gonna surprise them. Don't you watch those Nolensville Knights, especially the girls team. They're strong, and I don't be surprised if both those teams make it to the finals of the regional sub-state, and one of them's going to make it to the state tournament.
I wouldn't doubt it. They swept Giles County on Tuesday night. Grace Beard had 23 points for the girls.
And she's already over 1,000 points.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Nate Bladorn. I can never say that, but he's a heck of a basketball player.
It's
17
Swedish
points.
It's Swedish, and it's
Bladorn. It is. But they've really got it going, and I think they're going to be they've got a chance to advance, both of them do. Stormy, tomorrow night, a doubleheader at Brentwood. It's a big game for both teams. Dixon County at Brentwood, especially on the girls' side. Coach Miles Thrash really needs to knock them off. If he does, he'll only be one game out again. After now, he's 6-3 after losing to Franklin on Tuesday night.
Franklin just came out like a house on fire. That's as well as I've seen the Lady Rebels play. Now, hats off to the Lady Bruins. They were down 20-8 first quarter. They were down 35-20 at halftime. They were down 43-41 after the third quarter. Miles Thrash had his Lady Bruins firing on all 8 cylinders. Came back, made a real game of it, and as you know, we said earlier, game winner, Bergen Alley, 22-footer with 1 second left, nothing but net.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're a Page fan, you're definitely pulling for Brentwood to knock off the Dixon County girls, because if they do, and if Page beats Independence tomorrow night, then the Lady Patriots will have sole possession of first place in 11 AAA. How about that?
And we've got, as we mentioned to our fans in Rutherville, we're going to be at Page next Tuesday night and next Friday night.
Yep.
We're going to have the Franklin Rebels traveling down Arno Road for Tuesday night. And on Friday night, we're going to do something a little unusual. We're going to do Dixon County at Page. It's rare we don't do two Weepsie County teams. But we saw the magnitude of the girls' game, two number one teams, and the boys' teams are both have almost identical records.
Yep.
So we thought it would be a rare scenario we would do that. So
yeah, that's going to be, especially at the girls' side, that's going to be huge. Ravenwood at Franklin tomorrow night. Tell me, how do you see the boys, each of those two games tomorrow night?
I tell you what.
What's going to be important?
The Lady Raptors are playing. They've got everybody back. They're playing well. Franklin came coming off that big win, that emotional win at Brentwood. I was going to make Coach John Wild mad, but I think the Lady Raptors going to pull one out. They haven't won there. They've been so close. It's their time.
Boys side, can Patrick Whitlock's Raptors make it a close game?
I don't know. I don't know if they have enough firepower to make that happen.
Yeah.
Chase Sieber did a great job last week, and he was really fun to watch. He's got a good supporting cast, but right now Franklin has got too many weapons. They just come at you with that 1-3-1. And other night, Reese Glover had 6 points, and the Rebels still win. If I said he was going to have 6 points, you'd go, oh, they got beat by 20.
And that's not not the first time that's happened.
That's right. Well, same thing happened in the Summit game, and Reese Glover's drawing two and three defenders sometimes down the court.
Yeah.
And that means somebody's open.
Yeah. Well, and Coach Jones has got it going because he's got a good supporting cast for him. Show me, I didn't mention there's a Thursday night doubleheader going on, and that's Page at Independence tonight. The only reason I can think of, and I don't know this, Monday's a holiday. Maybe they just wanted to get it out of the way and not play tomorrow night. I don't know. But at any rate, Page's girls shouldn't have a big problem, I would think, with the Lady Eagles.
No.
And on the boys' side, that might be sort of a toss-up.
Toss-up is the best word to use.
Yeah, because the records are very similar, actually. Spring Hill at Summit should be a sweep, I would think, for the Summit Spartans.
Spring Hill just does not have it. For some reason, I don't know what has happened to their athletic department. We saw them come up and play football against the Rebels this year in football. They had five or six very talented players. The rest of them, frankly, I would have started in front of. So there was that bad.
Yeah, and Stormy, you made the comment last week. Josh Goodwin has a young basketball team this year. They are improving every week.
Fun to watch.
That is a team that might be dangerous come tournament time. We'll just see how it goes.
Oh, but no doubt about them being dangerous. You've got the Weir brothers, those sophomores.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Wade brothers that are freshmen, and Destin and Keaton are both 6'4", 195 is fresh, excuse me. One plays quarterback, one plays running back on the football team.
I was going to ask you, Destin's a quarterback, right?
Yes, number one.
Okay.
And his brother was number 14.
Yeah.
Those kids can, they can light it up.
Finally, you know, with nine teams, one team has a night off every week, or they go out of the district, and that's the case tomorrow night. Centennial will host an interesting doubleheader here, Stormy. They'll host Ensworth tomorrow night. Doesn't mean anything if they win or lose, but Coach Pete Froden's team is right in the hunt. They're only one game behind second place, Brentwood. Moving forward.
And the Cougars, I love one of the terms one of the ladies used earlier was the term relentless. That's the way Coach Pete Froden plays defense, and they just keep coming at you. And there's, of course, you've got Dusty Williams, and if he's hot, and Trey Carlton, but that's not, they're not just two-pronged attack. You've got the Ellison kid. You've got there's several out there that play hard and for the Cougars, and they're playing really well.
I think we've got 1 minute, Stormer, real quick. Any prizes to you as we head into the second round of district play? And what I mean by that is everybody's played once against each other, and they started last week at their last game. But at any rate, does anything stand out to you as we head down the home stretch with the 11 AAA teams?
Not really. They played out just how I thought they would, just within reason. I was expecting Brentwood be a little better.
You're talking boys?
Boys. And girls, to be honest with you. And girls. I was expecting that to be just a little better. I think they've kind of run into, sometimes we run into, I won't use the word slump, maybe a lull. Right now, Franklin has Brentwood's number. They won four in a row on the boys' side.
Miles Thrash could come out of his misery, though, if they could knock off Dixon County tomorrow night. That would be a huge win for his team.
That's got to be a momentum builder. That's one of those they're going to need going into the tournament. I think it's imperative that they win that one. They started so slowly the other night against Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine the Trucial sisters and Emily Osgood and Sophie Ralston are going to come out firing on all eight cylinders tomorrow night. Don't be surprised if the Lady Bruins take care of Dixon County in a big way. I hope I didn't make Aaron Webb, the Dixon County coach, mad, but that's my prediction.
It would be a big one for the Brentwood Lady Bruins, no doubt. Stormy, it's been fun tonight. A lot of good guests. We had a good time.
What a neat show. Coach's Corner is always fun at Stroud's because they got great food here. The fellowship was wonderful, and of course, no doubt about it, we had a lot of fun. It was good to see Johnny Hundley here. He enjoyed the Stroud's food tonight, and he'll be tomorrow night the top row at Franklin High School watching the Raptors and the Rebels.
And by the way, I found this out this week, and I know we're over a little bit, but tomorrow night at halftime, I'm not sure which game, but they'll be honoring Bobby Langley. 60 years ago, almost to the night, he nailed 69 points against Marshall County. Who else?
60
years ago.
40 in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
That's 40 points in 8 minutes.
Yeah.
40 points in 8 minutes. Guess what? No three-pointers.
That's right. Exactly. I know two of the guys, they live in Lewisburg still, that played for Lewisburg in that game, and I thought it would have been a good thing if I had invited them to come up for that ceremony, but I decided against it. Well, congratulations to Bobby. He was a heck of a player. He is part of Franklin basketball's long tradition, and what a player he was. So on that note, I'll give it back to you.
Well, here's that's 480 seconds.
No three-point line, though. Think about that.
He scored every 12 seconds.
Wait a minute. What? I remember remember I was about 10 or 11 years old, and I listened to part of that game on the radio, and I didn't know him from Adam, but then I heard them say he got 69 points, and I'm saying to myself, is he talking about one game? Is he talking about two or three games?
69 points, high school, no three-pointers, 40 in the fourth quarter. Excuse me.
Be some kind of record, don't you think?
I would imagine more ways than you could imagine. Fun night, Coach Mariska Harris and her husband Chris here. Great job, beautiful children, great, great girls from the Raptors. Miss Lexi, Miss Jazz, Miss Taya. Wish them well. See them tomorrow night on the court for Terry Merrill and Bud Zug. This is Stormy Mitchell, and we've enjoyed Coach's Corner. Y'all tune in tomorrow night. Good night, everybody, and God bless.